The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on. NASCAR News now.
Well, the Rolex 24 from Daytona is in the book, so how did the NASCAR guys do in the race, huh? Well, the number 02 Chip Ganassi car had brake failure with Tony Kanaan behind the wheel about 8 hours in or so. That same car, also featuring Jamie McMurray and Scott Dixon, slammed into the tire barrier with about 3 hours to go in the race. Kyle Larson was behind the wheel, also with brake problems.
Like the four laps previous, we started getting more brake issues again, and they said it looked like I just had lost all my rear brake. Was locking my fronts up pretty easy, so I was braking really early, and then that one time into five, it just locked up and wouldn't. I don't know if I was getting it unlocked or what, but it wasn't slowing down, and didn't slow down enough to, make the corner, and I drilled the barriers. So, I mean, we didn't have a shot to win it anyways, so, but it does suck that we tore up a race car, and yeah, just disappointed.
In another car, AJ Allmendinger had engine problems soon after his first time behind the wheel of the race. Over the weekend, Rick Hendrick laid down a cool $1.2 million for the very first 2017 Acura NSX to come off the production line. It's VIN number 001 and will go to his high-performance car museum in Charlotte. All of that money is going towards two different charities serving kids. Rick has 001 versions of a 2010 Camaro, 2011 Camaro convertible, 2014 Corvette, and a bunch more.
The Final Lap.
Dad, if you're not going to listen to me, who we listen to?
Can we just enjoy the drive?
Jeffrey.
Marcia Gay Harden. How did you get in here?
You're getting older.
Not that old.
Your brain's changing, but there are things you can do to make the most of it as you age.
Really?
So, you'll talk to her about this, but not me. Marcia Gay Harden? Where did she go?
Learn how to help reduce some risks to your brain at brainhealth.gov.
Did you know that people born from 1945 to 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage and even liver cancer. If you were born from 1945 to 1965, the CDC recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.